So lots to talk about here today. The CDC has determined that they are a police organization now and have full police plenary powers and are coming for you. This is a story that we had on Friday, and the CDC is rolling out these. You know, I keep looking at this and going, where do you think you get the authority to pass regulations that require the police and the army to enforce? I mean, what in Hades is going on here? I know I printed this story. Oh, another pile of prep that is so loaded here. I can't find anything. under the disguise of CDC doing this just for travel, they say for travel hubs, airplanes, buses, trains, any way that you I know I printed this. I may find this story. I have it here on my Twitter feed. So they issue these guidelines, and they don't tell they don't say. They never do. They don't say where they get the authority to make the to issue the regulation. Here it is. Federal Register notice: wearing a face mask while on conveyances and at transportation hubs. So I'm reading this, and I see it here. I'll put it in our I'll put it in both chat rooms. I'm reading this and I see this, and I see the usual suspects throwing hissy fits over this on conservative media. And I'm going, when you surrender to the Biden regime, you should have expected this. They're going to unleash holy Hades hell from every entity that they have control over, including FDA, CDC, name your alphabet soup agency. Just name your alphabet soup agency, and they're going to start promulgating new, including, oh, wait till you hear this. I can't wait till this happens. When they come for your guns, and how will they do that? Oh, they'll just give the ATF or the BATF. It'll be Ruby Ridge and Randy Weaver and his family all over again. That's what you're going to get. Well, they may not do that one immediately, the oligarchs, but they will get to it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued an order. Just who do you think you are to be ordering these people about? On January the 29th, requiring the wearing of masks by travelers to prevent the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. That stupid coffee filter face diaper that you have on does not prevent the spread of COVID-19. It passes right through it. Now, look, like throwing sand at a chain link fence, some of the grains of sand will hit the fence. But most of the sand is going to go right through it. This does absolutely nothing to stop the spread of any virus. Did you find the doctor clip? Okay. There's a clip that we had. There's a doctor who's at a forum, and he's got a face diaper on, and he takes it off. And he goes, why am I taking his mask off? Because it doesn't work. And this guy's an MD. He's ruined, by the way. When they get done with this guy, he's toast. So he takes a mask off and he gives his monologue, and he basically tells all these other doctors and medical industry workers and nurses and what have you that are there what I've been telling you and other people have been telling you for 7-8 months now, and that is that the only way a mask like that works, he even says, and if you want to try and stop the corona hoax, from here. Here's the doctor explaining. Do we get a name on this guy? Okay. All right. Here you go.
We know what works. These don't work against viruses. Regular masks don't work. That's simply what it is. It's been shown many times. It's nothing to do with COVID. COVID doesn't even factor into the equation because for years we've been looking at these issues. So they have these spacesuits. They're called PAPRs. They're incredibly effective. They filter viruses down to, I think, the 0.01 or something like that. Basically, we have materials like N99, N100, but N95... blocks, let's say 5%, only 5% of airborne particles can get through. But all viruses can get through, period. All viruses can get through.
So
now, do
the
they
point?
Get through? No, it's just like a chain link fence. If you throw sand in a chain link fence, not all the sand gets through. Yeah. So I think the best example I can say is like the reason we wear masks and the reason I wear a mask, because the fear is so massive in this country. I wear a mask so people don't think I don't care about them. Okay? But I don't wear a mask because they work.
I don't wear a mask because they work. Does anyone even care if they work? Mrs. Chur and I went to a birthday week began. Well, the birthday is tomorrow, but we began celebrating on Saturday. And there's a new pizza joint in town. I've even talked about it before. And we were excited. They just opened on Friday. So I said, hey, for lunch Saturday, let's go check out Fat Boy's Pizza. So, and we had been going, they had a truck parked outside. Before the joint was open, they were serving pizza from the truck. And so we go in on Saturday. I guess it's one of the manager or the co-owner or whatever greets us at the door and is, hey, welcome to Fat Boy's Pizza. And we're like, we've been coming to the truck since you started parking it there. We're excited to actually sit down and have a beer and eat some Fat Boy's Pizza. Well, you came to the right place. We start walking in, and he grabs Mitty's chair and says, excuse me, ma'am, and hands her a box. Guess what the box is filled with? Face diapers. You have to put this on to go to the pizza oven over there, place your order, and then wear it to the table. And... we simultaneously said, no, we don't wear a mask. No, thank you. And he goes, I'm sorry, but you have to. It's required. And I just went, it's not required, dude. Come on, let's go. So we just walk out. Now, David Simpson was chastising me. He goes, you got to get up in their face and you got to tell them, show me the rule. Show me the law. Show it to me. And if you don't show it, and show me your badge. How are you enforcing this? And I get his point. His point is you can't let these people keep getting away with this. But we're beyond the point of no return now, folks. Mrs. Char and I, and I'm sure Mrs. O'Connell has seen this as well, and many of you, I see people driving around in their cars with N95s on, and they're by themselves. And I'm going like, does the steering wheel have the Rona? Is it just floating around in the air now, and it comes into your AC vent? I mean, this is some paranoid, neurotic delusion. This is a mass hysteria event, and only 5% of us seem to notice. That is disturbing. That is disturbing. If they started rounding up MAGA people that they don't like, or they think are a threat or whatever, started hanging us publicly outside of Fat Boy's Pizza or whatever, or at Town Square, how many of your friends and neighbors do you think would actually take notice? They might actually go, why are you hanging him? What did he do? Hey, citizen, you will not inquire! It is, as my first guest today here, William Briggs, says in his editorial from Saturday, the rise of the oligarchy. We know who they are. We know what they do. And now they run everything, or they think that they run everything. But as the Wall Street Bets subreddit group showed the other day, they have weaknesses. But I got to tell you, this neurosis, You know, I'm not a, I only play a mental doctor on radio, so I'm not hip. I'm not up on all the terms. Maybe someone that's a psychiatrist or a psychologist can help me out there. Is this a neurosis? Is this neurotic behavior? Or is this paranoid? Or is it delusional? In terms of mental behavior, what is this that we're seeing? Because it's totally irrational. It defies reason. You know, you have people running around out there going like, I think I'm going to start double or tripling up in my mask. I'm like, why? By the by, you can't go to the eye doctor anymore because the eye doctor won't see you because you're going to kill him. Not only are we killing grandma, but now we're putting all eye care practitioners at risk by going to see your eye doctor, who now will not see you unless you're sitting there with a coffee filter strapped across your face. You know, the original purpose of the stupid mask was so the doctor didn't lose any of his snot into your open heart surgery cavity. That's the reason for the mask, which is why you hardly ever see anyone. Go back and watch all the... But I just marvel at this. I just marvel at the compliance, the citizen compliance. They're like, bah. You don't even have to ask them anymore. Just we don't need mask edicts anywhere. There's sheeple out here, at least in Nazi-anna. I've changed Louisiana from Louisiana to Nazi-anna. At least here in Nazi-anna, the sheep, sheeple out there are volunteering to wear the face diaper. Hell, it seems like they enjoy it. Depriving of the Imago Dei, the image and the likeness of the man God. You know, somebody corrected me on that. That's not, your Imago Dei is not the human. It's not human. Well, yeah, it kind of is. Yes, it is. Because God sent his son down here and took human form. He exalted our form. He ascended into heaven as a human. So, yeah, you are being deprived of the image of God and the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Folks, this is getting disturbing. It is disturbing. So, do you have the picture from Theo's door? Did I send you that? I'll send it to you. So you can show the peeps. You got to see this. So this is the door, the entrance to a new pizza joint that we were going to go to on Saturday. And we tried the first one, no face diaper, no walk to the table, so we leave. Then, so, okay, what is the new one? There's another new one down the street, and maybe they want our business. So we go there, and they're actually not open for business. But I'm going to send Mrs. O'Connell this picture because people like him pictures of what the sign on the face diaper, the sign on the door. As a matter of fact, it's so ominous that I don't have it. It's gone. It's deleted. It's so ominous. I don't have the picture anymore. It's gone. Take my word for it. It's so ominous that there's six signs at the door. Nothing about pizza. That wasn't a thing about pizza. Well, there's all kind of stuff about wearing the face diaper. Absolutely incredible. But as you just heard the doctor say, no, you don't have to. So the CDC issues this order. Conveyance operators must also require all persons on board to wear masks when boarding, disembarking, and for the duration of travel. So when you're getting on the train, when you're getting on the bus, when you're getting on the plane, when you're getting in an Uber or a Lyft, or a taxi cab of any sort, you have to face diaper up, according to the CDC. Operators of transportation hubs must require all persons to wear a mask when entering or on the premises of a transportation hub. Now, I wonder how that's going to fly in Florida and in South Dakota, where they do not have face diaper mandates anywhere. If you want to wear one, go ahead, but you're not required to. Anywhere in Ron DeSantis's Florida or in Kristi Noem's South Dakota. And there are trains there. There are buses there. How do you enforce it? But this is the most ominous part of this.